Star 102.7, good morning. David in for Breck here. How's your relationship? Is it ship shape?
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing right now, a new competition, your chance to win for yourself a Sail Away Sunset sailing experience with the guys at Sail Away Port Douglas. And we have got on the phone right now having a crack at it. A couple of lovebirds.
We do. Donna and Jared, good morning, guys.
Morning.
So a little backstory. You guys have been married since 2018 and you do have a little 18-month-old daughter. Jared, how much have you been paying attention in the last few years? Sounding promising.
Sorta.
Donna, how do you reckon Jared's going to go? Is he that kind of guy that knows everything about you?
Yes, actually. His brain probably fires a lot faster these days than mine because he actually does get the sleep at night time.
Okay.
Boom, there it is. Shots already fired.
All right, so how this is going to work, what we're going to do is, Jared, we're about to put you in a soundproof booth. We're about to put you on hold so you can't hear what we're talking about. Donna, we're going to ask you five questions. Then we're going to get Jared back out of the booth. Jared, we're going to ask you the same five questions about your relationship and see how well they marry up to see if your relationship is ship-shaped. Smooth sailing or stormy seas. All right, Jared, do you mind? We're just going to put you in the soundproof booth. We'll be back to you shortly.
No worries.
All right, stand by, Jared. Won't be a sec. Okay, we're alone.
I think I'm alone now, Donna.
All right, Donna, here comes your five questions.
Okay, Donna, what would you say Jared would say is his favourite body part on you?
Oh, it used to be boobs. Until we had the child, because he hasn't been able to have them.
So, did you say it was boobs up until you had a child?
Yeah, because then they became a no-touch zone.
Oh, okay.
Because they're no longer for him; they're for the life source of the child.
Right. Okay. So, should we go with boobs?
Yes.
All right,
okay.
That's locked
boobs
in.
Boobs are locked in.
Yep.
Question number two: where was your first kiss with Jared?
At a friend's house when we were house-sitting.
Ooh.
Mm.
Whereabouts was the first kiss in the house?
In bed one night when I said, I just want to try something because we're friends and I don't want to ruin the friendship and we'll see how this goes.
Wow.
You lent in for a kiss.
Yep, and then we went to sleep.
Were you exhausting?
Yeah.
Were you though? On a side note, were you packing it a little bit because you don't know? You don't want to ruin a friendship if they're not having the same vibes as you. To go on with a kiss can be quite nerve wracking.
Oh yes, but he has very voluptuous lips, so okay. I have to try.
Good to know. Good to know. All right, so that's your second question. Here comes your third one.
What is Jared's most annoying habit?
Tapping his leg. The never-ending tap movement.
I get
wiggle.
It. Yep.
Is his name David Warner? Because you do the same thing.
A lot of guys do it. You notice when we're just sitting there, our leg has to be sort of tapping up and down. I don't know what that is, blood type or whatever. But so tapping of the leg would be his most annoying habit.
Is it when he's bored? Is it when he's talking? Is it when he's on the phone? Is it just all the time?
It's just, I guess, when he is on his phone playing games or when he's sitting on the lounge, even watching TV. It's just like a nervous habit thing.
Yeah. And is it the same leg or is it both legs?
It doesn't matter which leg.
Yeah, right.
We don't even know we're doing it. It's just this subconscious
thing. No, he doesn't.
Yeah. All right, there's question number three. Here comes question number four.
What is your go-to for takeaway?
Sushi.
Yep.
Sushi.
Okay. Yummo, why not?
Delicious. And your last question. What do you guys argue about the most?
Like every married couple, just the money.
Money. Yeah, look, it is. It's the cause of many an argument in many a household, the old money thing. All right, well, there's your five.
Then we have a pause button.
You have a what button? A pause button?
We have a pause button. We say, nope, that's it. It's getting too heated. Pause. Leave until tomorrow.
That's a good idea.
That is a great idea.
But do you both always pause when the pause button gets pushed or someone just goes, and another thing, or just one more thing?
Jared goes quiet. Jared's very, very good at just going quiet.
Is that a tactic?
So hold on. What if you're halfway
through? It's an annoying tactic.
What if you're halfway through making your statement? What if you're halfway through and somebody goes, pause? Is it infuriating?
Yep.
Are you allowed to finish your sentence?
You do, but it's not like it really gets absorbed or heard.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Hands over the ears, we're paused.
It's almost
okay.
Like he's just put his fingers in his ears and go...
Stand by, Donna. We're going to come back in just a sec. We'll get Jared on, ask him the same five questions, and we'll see how well they marry up for your chance to win the Sail Away Sunset Sailing Experience. Thanks to the guys at Sail Away Port Douglas. That's next. Stand by, Donna. Won't be a tick.